Hi, my name is Linda Talaferro, and I help professionals build confidence, understand the value of relationships, strengthen their interpersonal skills, establish executive presence so they can be properly, strongly, robustly positioned for their seat at the table. Whatever your table looks like, I want to help you get that seat. I want to help you get there. So join me each week as I share valuable insights that help you get your seat at the table. And if you want to participate with me in these conversations, I suggest that you head over to my Facebook page at The Tea with Linda. So I look forward to seeing you there. Greetings, everyone. It is Linda Talaferro from The Tea, The Extra Effort. The Extra Effort is a career advisory firm where I help professionals get unstuck, strengthen key interpersonal skills, which is that ever so important emotional intelligence, establish your executive presence so you can get a seat at the table. And that seat at the table is whatever you describe it to be. I don't prescribe it to be a promotion to a certain title. It's whatever you envision that you have for yourself. I will help you get there. Tonight, I'm going to share a bit of my personal story, because there's been several text messages I've gotten, messages joining my Facebook group recently, comments on other social media platforms, and it's around really being able to manage the time that's going on, this uncertain time that we're faced with. And a couple people saying, look, I'm not even sure that I have what it takes to make it through this. You know, I struggle with low self-confidence. And I wanted to take tonight to talk about that, because, you know, definitely things will change when you start believing in yourself. And that's what I want to share with you tonight. Definitely the situation we're living in today is unlike any other. We've not dealt with anything like this in our lifetime. I know I haven't. I'm 58. This is totally new to me, nothing that I've dealt with before. But I will tell you that when I look back in my career, when I look back in my personal life, there was a point in time that I thought, you know, I couldn't be anymore. I couldn't attain anymore, that it wasn't possible for me because of the times that I was in back then. And in particular, you know, I'll share with you several. You know, I was bullied relentlessly in elementary school and what would be considered middle school, not partially middle school, I don't think. I grew up in Pennsylvania, and it was through all of my, most of my elementary school years from fourth to sixth grade, bullied on a regular basis. Rode the school bus, had stuff thrown at me, couldn't play at recess, had to stand with the teachers. Simply because I got straight A's, I liked to read, teachers liked me. You know, my mother pulls me out of that environment. I go live with an aunt so I can get better education. And then I'm in a total environment where I'm the only one that looks like me. Seventh grade, eighth grade, only one that looks like me. Try out for color guard, don't make it. Have to do the extra. You know how we always talk about those of us of the color in our careers, we're always talking about we have to do more, we have to try harder, we have to be better than. I know exactly what that's like, and I've been doing it for years, started in seventh grade. And then I get into the workplace. I go to Carnegie Mellon, yep, great engineering school, still less than 2% Black on the campus, only one in the room, head down, working hard, gotta do better than everybody else. Then I get into the workplace and I experience sexual harassment, you know, as a young African-American engineer from someone who was high in the organization. And from what I knew growing up, the way I grew up, you didn't say anything. You dealt with it. You kept your head down. You dealt with it. You kept your head down. You kept your mouth shut. Long story short, I didn't, because I refused. I couldn't deal with it any longer. And after being supported by a supervisor who happened to be a Black man, Jim Menifee, supported me in reporting it is when I found my voice. That was a pivotal time for me in my career. Uncertain times, definitely a crisis for me in my career, but I reported it. Shaped me from that point on. So all those challenges that I had growing up, and I've only shared that much with you. There was so much more. But all those challenges I had growing up into that sexual harassment situation early in my career helped me understand that once I stood for myself and reported that individual and found my voice, I understood what it meant to believe in myself. Understood what it meant to believe myself, to believe in myself. Did I completely understand how to exercise it? Absolutely not. I was 24, I think, a couple years out of college at the time. I didn't know what it stood to completely stand in that, but I had a feeling of what the power was to believe in myself early on. And that is the platform for which I built year after year. I just told you I'm 58. That happened when I was 24. So when I started believing in myself when I was 24, every obstacle that came in my way, every person that told me that I couldn't, every person that said I would never be, every challenge that showed up that said you have to be better than, every interview process that required me to show up 6, 7, 8 times and bring evidence of what was on my resume, bring evidence or to hear that, oh yeah, we checked, you did graduate from Carnegie Mellon, as if they were surprised. So when I share these videos with you on a regular basis, and when I share these comments and the posts that are on my social media place, this stuff is not coming from something that I read. This stuff's not coming. What I offer in the tea, the extra effort, is not coming from anything I read. It's coming from what I've lived. It's coming from what I know. It's coming from what I've helped other clients do once we get past the obstacle of believing in ourselves. And so at 24, when I used my voice in a sexual harassment situation at a big company with someone that was much higher than myself, and that opened the door of looking in the mirror and saying, you're worth it, that is what shifted my career from that point on. So what happened when I believed in myself? The seat that I have today as a vice president at a major organization. That's what happens when you believe in yourself. That's what happens when you don't allow things that you can't control to overcome you, like the uncertain times we're in now. We can't control them. So like I talked about last Tuesday, 10% of your life is what happens to you. 90% is how you react to it. 90% is how you react to it. When I was 24, I could have just said, you know what, I'm out. This person's a GM. I'm an engineer, only been working 2 years out of school. Can't do anything about it. But I made a choice. And it's all about making choices. I made a choice for that not to be the case. I made a choice for that not to define me. I made a choice for that not to hold me back. And so that's what I'm offering for you. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Yeah, things look very uncertain. Absolutely. We're not in control, absolutely, of what's happening around us. But we can control our attitude. We can't control what we decide, the choices we make of what we decide our value is when we look in the mirror. And when we start, when we decide that the value of what we see in the mirror is worth the investment in our careers, worth the time to spend on ourselves, to do the work, then you too can start experiencing exactly what I've experienced. What happened once I believed in myself? My career shifted. The trajectory took place. The same thing can happen in your situation, but you have to make the choice. You have to shift your attitude. You are in control of the paradigm that is around you. You can decide, am I going to rise up or am I going to allow the circumstances to totally take control? So that's what I wanted to share tonight. And I know this is not what I'm talking about. You know, it's not an easy thing. It's not a flip of the switch. What I shared with you happened when I was 24. I'm 58. I got the role that I'm sitting in now 6 years ago. I was in other director roles prior to that. And I can't tell you the number of people that either tried to be in my way or told me I would never be or said I wasn't good enough or had to double check credentials or had, as I said earlier, have me show up with evidence of my work. Can't tell you the number of times. But it didn't dissuade me. It didn't hold me back. I didn't allow it to block the vision, the view, the purpose, the goals that I had for myself. Did not. And that's a choice you can make. So what happens when you start believing yourself? You do exactly what, it's interesting. Someone not long ago said to me, Linda, quit telling people to take control of their careers. Why are you telling people that? That I said, because if they allow people like you to control it, then what? Nothing happens. Because clearly you have an issue with people controlling their careers. So no, I'm not going to stop telling people that. It's ludicrous. Not going to stop it. We are in control of our careers. So what happens when you decide, that you're worth it, that you've got what it takes, and you're going to go for it? Exactly what happened for me. And that is, you can attain whatever that seat is that you aspire to sit in. Confidence is a muscle. You got to exercise it. But it starts with believing in yourself. It starts with believing in yourself. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, depending on where you are in the world. Please take good care of yourself. Stay safe. And join me next Tuesday. I'm so excited. I'm launching something brand new. I just finished creating it. I've listened to tons of feedback that I've gotten. And I've created something that I know you guys are going to absolutely love. So definitely don't miss next Transformational Tuesday. So with that, I leave you to truly decide that you are going to believe in, invest in, support in, advocate for yourself so that you can do the same thing I did. Take control of your career and shift it in the direction that you want it to go. It starts with belief that it's possible, because it is. Take care.